Bells rang, and drums beat a stately cadence as they marched along the gods' way. Stolen heroes and the gods of dead peoples brooded in the darkness beyond the road. Alongside the procession, slaves ran lightly through the grass, with torches in their hands, and the flickering flames made the great monuments seem almost alive.
"What is meaning name Rhaegal?"
Khal Drogo asked as they walked, using the common tongue of the Seven Kingdoms. She had been teaching him a few words when she could. Drogo was quick to learn when he put his mind to it, though his accent was so thick and barbarous that neither Ser Jorah nor Viserys could understand a word he said. "My brother Rhaegar was a fierce warrior, my son and stars," she told him. "He died before I was born. Ser Jorah says he was the last of the dragons." Khal Drogo looked down at her. His face was a copper mask, yet under the long black moustache, drooping beneath the weight of its gold rings, she thought she glimpsed the shadow of a smile.
"Is good name Dan Eri's wife, moon of my life," he said.
They rode to the lake the Dothraki called the Womb of the World, surrounded by a fringe of reeds, its water still and calm. A thousand years ago, Jiqui told her, the first man had emerged from its depths, riding upon the back of the first horse.